In the NFL, there is no margin for error. As you know, one mistake can change the outcome of an entire game. That's the same thing about your life and making sure you get the proper sleep so you get done in your day exactly what you want, because you're focused and you have everything in order. And the people who can help you do that are our friends at Sleep Number. Their mission is to provide the players of the NFL and you with data and insights to optimize your sleep for the ultimate competitive edge. Don't just take my word for it. How about 95% of the Los Angeles Rams? They've got a Sleep Number bed. 80% of the Kansas City Chiefs, they have a Sleep Number bed. 90% of the Vikings have a Sleep Number bed. You should have a Sleep Number bed. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70, just 10 numbers apart. But it means the world of difference because we can adjust our side of the bed to the exact firmness that we want and allows for working out or recovery. It's game changing. So if you're in the market for a new bed, you should stop at a Sleep Number store right now. See your store or sleepnumber.com for details. Hey, Rich Eisen here. I hear from a lot of business owners like you about the work it takes to pursue your passions. So I know how important it is to have the tools that can help keep you moving forward. And with access to world-class business and travel benefits, the American Express Business Platinum Card helps you take your business to the next level. It offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business. Plus, you'll have complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
I said, you don't know me.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
And he said, you don't know me. And then I said, exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
The Rich Eisen Show. Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Glenn told Rodgers there is no chance of him coming back to the Jets.
I just flew across country. You could have told me this on the phone. So I said, huh?
Oh, my goodness.
Today's guests, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero, Steelers Radio Network host Jerry Dulac, Director of the Accountant 2, Gavin O'Connor, and now it's Rich Eisen.
Okay, everybody, welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show live on the Roku Sports Channel, live on Infinity Sports Network, Sirius XM Channel 375, Odyssey app. We're live is basically what I'm trying to say right here on the program from Los Angeles, California. Tom Pelissero is going to join us in 19 minutes time to talk about what's going to happen in Green Bay next week at the draft. It's going to be awesome. We're going to do three shows from there, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And then, of course, there's deciphering what in the world went down on McAfee's show yesterday when Aaron Rodgers chimed in for about 40 minutes time. And in that regard, as soon as we finished yesterday's program, I said, bring me Dulac. And and Jerry Dulac, who knows everything about the Pittsburgh Steelers, is going to be joining us in hour number two. And then the director of the Accountant sequel, Prime Video, giving you The Accountant, which hits theaters globally also next week. He will be in studio in hour number three. He also directed a movie called Miracle.
Heard of it.
So that should be a lot of fun as well. And then there's you, 844-204-RICH being the number to dial throughout the entire edition of the Rich Eisen Show. We greatly appreciate anybody that wants to chit-chat with us. Good times. And 1 week from tonight, we'll already know at this point in time, 1 week from now, what happened in the NFL draft. Good to see you over there, Chris Brockman. Good to see you.
I cannot wait. The draft is such an unknown, and a week from today, we'll know at least how the first round is shaken out.
Excellent. Fantastic. Good to see you, Jay Felly.
Hey,
how are you?
What's up, Rich? Doing great.
Oh, awesome. TJ Jefferson, what do you have over there?
I got the World Heavyweight Championship. I got my kendo stick. I got my Bad News Brown t-shirt. It's, you know, the night before WrestleMania and all through the house.
Okay, very good. And you and O'Shea Jackson Jr. Well, we'll be on Monday at the Las Vegas Convention Center at the WWE World that is being built in the convention center. You will be recording your latest episode of No Contest Wrestling there between 12:30 and 1:30. So if anybody's out there in Vegas, go ahead come on out.
But, you know, don't come, you know, approach with caution because you never know. We have a stick, a chair, some brass knucks, you know, any type of foreign object, really.
Are you carrying on the kendo stick? Is that legal?
I don't think that's a carry-on item.
I thought that's a check-on item. I decided that it's probably best to leave this at home.
Right. Oh, I don't know. You frequently check bags when you go on assignment for anything we do here.
I am checking a bag on this flight, yes.
Okay, and then as a matter of fact, you will not be on Monday's Rich Eisen show because you will be in Vegas doing that.
Yep.
You so rarely miss a show. Like you're like the anti-Del Tufo.
I'm always here.
So.
And when you said you don't have to come in on Monday, I hesitated for a second. I was like,
No, you're not, because you're going to do this. And you're going to do this in Vegas, and then you're going to hop a flight to Green Bay and join the crew for next week in Las Vegas in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Yes, sir.
It'll be good times. At any rate. That's what's going on this program.
Love it.
And in terms of this NFL draft, as I mentioned multiple times here on this program, that the biggest surprise that could be in store involves Shedeur Sanders. He could be drafted as high as 2, if not 3. And if neither there, there's New Orleans at 9. And if not there, who knows? Right? Like, that is the scoop. And outside of that, you could just marry up so many mock drafts, one on top of the other, and you can pretty much guess where everyone's going to land. So that's why, on this day, when we are 6 days away from the draft actually happening, and smash cut 1 week from now, we'll have answers to a lot of these questions. That's why we are starting today's program with a top five list presented by Hyundai.
Okay.
Top five things I want to see happen at the draft, but probably won't.
High five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Rich's top five.
That's right. Top five things I want to see happen at the draft, but likely won't. Hit the music, please, Jay Felly. Here's number five. Listen. We're going to the Midwest, right?
Indeed.
Right next door to Wisconsin is where people are Minnesota nice, right?
Yes.
We're going to the Midwest where everybody rolls open their red carpet to everybody. And we're taking the draft to Green Bay, Wisconsin. So number five on my top five things I want to see happen to the draft, but probably won't. Is I want to see the commissioner get cheered when he comes out to start this thing. Come on. What has RG ever done to anybody in Green Bay, Wisconsin? Honestly, what has this man done except bring the draft to Green Bay?
Oh, man.
Whoever thought there'd be a draft right at the doorstep of Lambeau Field? Nobody. But we're going to do it. So what do you got against this guy? You know what I mean? And I asked Jordan Love when he was on the program yesterday, like, are you going to be starting the draft? Because we all know Roger always comes in with some muscle.
Human meat shields.
Some human meat shields. Yeah, Roger's human meat shields might be a great, might be a good fantasy team name for next year. RG's human meat shields. Right? I think it was 2 years ago in Kansas City, he brings out Mahomes and Kelsey and the trophy, right?
And you're like, one
year in Tennessee, here's Eddie George, and here's Tim McGraw.
Right.
You're going to boo me now?
I dare you to
How about RG just doesn't need anybody? How about let's just cheer him?
Hey, what's the fun in that?
Well, I mean, you know, it's the Midwest.
That's true.
Number four, top five things I want to see happen at the draft.
Start.
But I probably won't. Number four is a non-quarterback needy team drafts one.
Oh, like the Falcons last year.
Well, like the Falcons last year. And now, you know, but right around week 14, they realized, we're kind of needy at quarterback. And they reached into their back pocket and put Michael Penix Jr. out there. But I'm talking about first round Seattle at 18.
Oh, okay. Mm.
Why would they do that, right? They just got Sam Darnold. That's silly. But The real one I'm thinking about, 26 Los Angeles Rams. What about that? What about they go and use the first round pick on a quarterback? Second round, what if the Jets did it? What if the Jets did it at the top of the draft?
Seven.
I just don't see anything that I just said happen, right? I just don't see it. So, but that would be cool. A non-quarterback needy team goes ahead and drafts one. And later on in this program, when Jerry Dulac joins us, it's the same thing with Tom Pelissero shortly. I'll ask him, are the Steelers a quarterback needy team? Are they? We shall see. Number three, top five things I want to see happen at the draft, but likely won't. I want to see the mock drafts be 100% completely, totally wrong.
Well, there's a good chance of
that. Is it really? Is it?
Yeah.
Everybody's putting Mason Graham at five. Everybody's putting Ashton Jeanty at six. Everybody's putting Hunter and Carter in some way, shape, or form, two and three. Everybody's putting Jahan Campbell later on. Everybody's putting Jalen. Everybody's putting Jalen Walker to Carolina at eight. You know, let's get this thing completely off the rails. Let's have your Patriots take Ashton Jeanty.
Oh,
you say yes to that, right?
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? What if Jacksonville does? What if, you know, because Liam Cohen, as we all know, Mr. Duval is an offensive guy.
Duval.
With all due respect to ETN and
Duval.
Right?
ETN's Tank. ETN's nice. Tank Bigsby's nice.
You know who's nice? Ashton Jeanty. Let's just shake it off, man.
Man, did you read Ashton Jeanty's Players Tribune?
It was great.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, take the guy who doesn't get tackled. I like it.
I'm
going to
do
sort
what Saquon
stuff.
And the Eagles just did.
Number two on my top five things I want to see happen at the NFL draft that's starting in 6 days from now, 1 week from this very moment we're talking. We're going to get some answers here. Number two is a major star player gets traded. Who could that possibly be? I do not know. I just want to throw it out there. Is Brandon Ayuk, does he rise to that? Would he rise to that?
That's a name.
A major star player gets traded. Remember A.J. Brown got traded in the middle of the draft? Remember that?
I think A.J. Brown wants to get traded again.
I don't. Why do you keep saying that? Why would he?
Well, stop that posting videos with Patriots jerseys.
It's absolutely no sense. I don't know who it is.
Stupid.
Who could be that major star player that gets traded? I don't know. Obviously, I think Jalen Ramsey would suffice.
That man wants to get traded.
Okay,
but Tyreek Hill, could he get traded?
This is what I'm talking about. I want to see it. That's number two. But number one, top five things I want to see happen at the draft, but likely won't, is what I've been pounding the table about on multiple networks now. Multiple networks. Okay? All right? I've been saying it nonstop on a Roku channel and in advance of the draft in the NFL Network ESPN crossover, you know, like Family Ties once upon a time crossed over with somebody. I don't know. I keep mentioning these show names. Are you looking up famous crossovers in sitcom history?
Growing Pains and Who's the Boss.
Is that it? Did that happen? That makes sense.
They did a commercial together once.
Okay.
You know, Alyssa Milano popped up in the Seaver Family Kitchen, if I'm not mistaken.
I would be the Alyssa Milano in this equation because we're both from Staten Island, New York.
Okay.
Ooh, sure. That's hot. Oh. Day by day in Family Ties.
What does that mean, that's hot?
I don't know. I'm seeing you in a different light all of a sudden.
Is that right?
Okay. That's weird.
Put a pin in that. I'm going to tell a story in a second.
Okay.
You guys are going to have your minds blown by it.
Got him.
At any rate.
What's up?
I want to see the Dallas Cowboys trade up for Travis Hunter.
Let's go.
Would this stop the show or would this stop the show?
The thing is, the clock keeps moving. After the trade would be announced in the pick, it's 10 minutes later.
They might stop it just to give us time to talk about it.
That would be amazing.
You know,
they would basically tell the Giants, you have 5 extra minutes to make your decision third overall.
We know you're going to screw it up. Just take some extra time.
No. Don't be negative. Don't be negative.
Everyone's so shocked.
Just say you get 5 extra minutes because we need to give NFL Network, ESPN, everyone else, ABC, the rest of those who are hosting the draft.
Some time.
Yeah, we need to give you some time to take this one in. It would be amazing.
Come on, Jerry.
Where Dez caught it.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. Exercise the ghosts.
Wow.
Why are you doing this?
Exercise the ghosts.
Look.
In the town of the ice bowl. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Let's exercise every Dallas demon in this spot by making this happen. Let's go.
Dang you, Jerry Kramer.
That's probably not going to happen.
No.
Damn it.
Look, Rich.
Okay, we need one more.
Oh. Sure.
All right, we'll get one more.
Here we go. One more. Now, you know how much we love drafts going into different places. Used to be once upon a time, New York City, that's it, every year, right? And when the Cowboys got on the clock or the Eagles got on the clock or Washington got on the clock, Giants fans, ooh. All right, yeah, right. And then the Patriots got on the clock, Jets fans, and after Dolphins. And after a while, it's just like, okay, we get it. You don't like them. And then you go take the draft in different places. Okay. Chicago, if you recall, was the first non-New York City destination in this new era. Now the latest is Green Bay. So I would love to see, as my one more of the top five things I want to see happen at the draft, but likely won't, the Bears and Packers keep trading in front of the other just to mess with each other. Okay. I'm just saying the Bears have two picks, 39 and 41 overall in the second round. What if the Packers at 54th overall just trade up to your Patriots at 38th overall?
Oh, fun.
Just to say, hey, Chicago, you got two of the next three picks. We go now. Right? Okay.
And then the Bears move up to 37.
They might use their third round pick to do that sort of thing.
Right.
So then the Bears use their fourth round pick to trade up to the third round.
I
just keep going. Just keep going. And it's not about best player available. It's just to F with the other one.
Just to do it. Just the needle.
It won't happen.
Needle.
That's my top five things I want to see happen at the draft, but likely won't. Presented by Hyundai. Hyundai helps protect you and your family on the road. We put your safety first and everything else second. Tom Pelissero. What in the world is going to happen next Thursday night? What will we be talking about 1 week from now? And what was that all about with Rodgers yesterday?
Rodgers.
That's next. This is the Rich Eisen Show on a Friday before, on a good Friday, everybody. Here. This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. We know just how fast your life moves. You have bills to pay, mouths to feed, and not a lot of free time. That's why we created an all-in-one banking experience that lets you keep on banking on. It can save you time and money with new lightning-fast direct deposit setup, and it offers checking accounts with ATM refunds and no service fees. Plus, whether you have credit or not, you can build your credit score with the new ability to report on-time bill payments. And with personalized financial insights on My Making Sense, the ability to view all your accounts in one place, custom notifications, and 24/7 fraud protection, you can get a full picture of your finances. So if you want an all-in-one banking experience that lets you keep on banking on, sign up today. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Insured by NCUA.
Hey, Rich Eisen here. I hear from a lot of business owners like you about the work it takes to pursue your passions. So I know how important it is to have the tools that can help keep you moving forward. And with access to world-class business and travel benefits, the American Express Business Platinum Card helps you take your business to the next level. It offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business. Plus, you'll have complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can also test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced or brake light fixed or a quick service? Well, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. I know, because it's happened to me. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
Okay, so frequently on this program, I give you guys exactly what you want.
Yes. Yes.
This is one of those moments.
Yeah.
How's that for a setup?
I love it.
Lay
it
exactly on, what you want. So moments ago, you know, we were talking about how there was an NFL Network ESPN crossover, right, all week. Uh-huh. Their talent shows up on NFL Network shows and vice versa. Yeah. Thus, I was on First Take yesterday, yada, yada, yada. And we were just talking about other crossover moments in sitcom history.
Right.
You mentioned Who's the Boss, right? Mm-hmm. And then I mentioned Alyssa Milano and how we're both Staten Islanders. You know, I was born in Brooklyn, raised in Staten Island. So is she.
Sounds like an LL Cool J line.
These are all true cases. So years ago.
Oh, years ago. Good thing I got my tea.
Years and years and years ago.
Uh-oh.
In a past life, pretty much. That's how long ago it was.
Oh, goodness.
Okay. My high school buddies and I went to the city, New York City, as it's referred to, even though we're all New York City. We went to Manhattan for New Year's Eve.
Okay.
To celebrate New Year's Eve.
Not the ball dropping.
No, none of that stuff.
Because I did that.
Although we might have gone there that night, and then we didn't even get close to Times Square. We said, screw it, we went to some club. Okay. And I'm standing there at a club, you know, the music going like crazy, and we all looked over, and who's standing there by herself?
No.
Alyssa Milano. And I went up to her.
Wow.
And I took my shot.
Yes.
Attaboy.
Hi, I'm Rich. I'm from Staten Island. Aren't you from Staten Island? Uh-huh. That was it.
Rich Eisen is awesome, baby, with a capital S.
I tried.
You did.
That was, I mean, not too hard, but I just realized it was over.
What, I'm sorry, what year was this?
Yeah, were you
on? Oh, God.
This was SportsCenter days?
No, way before.
Way
before.
Still in college?
I don't even remember. That's okay. how long ago it was.
So we're
but she was
like,
Alyssa Milano, and I was just, you know, Rich little Dickie Eisen from Staten Island.
Staten Island.
Back on the Rich Eisen show.
Pretty good.
Everybody,
I love that.
You're
story.
Welcome.
Pretty good.
I give you my stories.
I love it.
For everybody just rejoined us on the radio side of things.
Pretty good.
I shot my shot with Alyssa Milano, and it didn't work out. Like literally within 5 seconds.
Well, I mean, it happens.
Try. Meanwhile, I am who I am right now, and I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk.
Hey,
furnished by Granger. How about that?
That's a different lead than you'd have now.
With supplies and solutions for every industry, Granger has the right product for you. Call clickgranger.com or just stop by.
I'm the boss.
I am the boss. Is that from a movie? I don't know.
Commando.
All right. Look who's joining us. It's Tommy P, everybody.
Hey.
Tom Pelissero. Thanks for sitting in the chair, Tom. Oh, I don't hear him. Do you hear him?
Tom, we can't hear you,
Doug. Uh-oh. Are you muted? Uh-oh. Are you muted, Tom? Have you muted yourself? Oh, no. Uh-oh. All right, let's put him back on hold there. This would, as we say in the business, really stink.
Well, mainly he just can't say hi to us.
Huh?
Yeah.
Did you do that
on purpose, Rich, so he couldn't
welcome
us? You know, because he loves to do that.
Okay. I don't know. I mean,
it's not like we don't do this every week.
Being worked on right here. So, I can see off camera. He's like, I'm here. You're
there.
All right, you're there, Tom. Can you hear me now?
I hear you now.
Hey.
Tommy, what's up, man?
Thanks for doing the show last week, pal. Appreciate it.
My boys in studio.
Hey.
Sorry.
What up, Tom?
Minor technical difficulties here. You know, I'm trying to avoid the echo for you, Rich. That's why I had the headphones
in. Don't worry about it. We can hear you. So let's start with this one. What was yesterday about, Tom? What was that about on McAfee's show with Rogers?
What's funny, Rich, is you just phrased that question to me the same way, almost identically, that I phrased the question to Aaron, I believe it was 4 years ago when he came back to Green Bay, and there had been the back and forth the entire offseason. I said, what was this all about to you? And he said that was a loaded question and then talked for about 20 minutes about it. with Aaron, I think I was struck by this. You know, obviously, he has a long history with Pat, and he's used that venue in the past to make various announcements. I was struck by the fact that back in March of 2023, it was, I believe, March 15th, Aaron went on the Pat McAfee show, and when he was asked about his future, he made clear, he said, I told everybody my intention is to play for the New York Jets. And from that point forward, the intentions were set. That's where everything was headed. It ended up taking until 1 year ago Monday, the Monday of draft week, for the Jets to actually work out the trade with the Packers. But from that point forward, we knew where he was going. Fast forward to April 17th, 2025. And if I'm the Steelers listening, yeah, of course, they'd love to have a decision. They would love to have a decision 3-4 weeks ago after Rodgers visited, after Art Rooney said, hey, we're willing to wait a little while longer for him. But if I'm the Steelers hearing what Rodgers said yesterday, it's not so much that he doesn't have a decision. It's that nothing that Aaron Rodgers said indicated that there's any decision coming anytime soon. You know, he's certainly earned a certain right to dictate things on his own terms and to take his time. You don't want anybody to commit if they're not going to be all in on this. But, you know, April 18th, even for a guy who came up under Brett Favre, and, you know, for the final 6, 7, 8 years of Brett Favre's career, he took his sweet time in the offseason pondering things. But for Aaron to be sitting there talking about the potential of retirement, and not even when directly asked, are you going to play for the Steelers if you play, and saying, oh, I'm attached to nothing and open to everything, or whatever exactly the line was. If I'm the Steelers, I'm going, all right, we absolutely have to plan now as if this guy is not going to be there. And the next question then, Rich, becomes at what point do the Steelers overtly or covertly send a very clear message to Aaron that, you know, what, the train's leaving the station here?
Okay, because I definitely, you know, Rodgers has a LeBron way about him. And by that, I also mean fans always view what he's saying as performative. I honestly, watching what happened yesterday, I didn't feel that as performative at all. That he legitimately is now a 41-year-old guy looking at the Pacific Ocean with a lot of stuff going on and isn't ready to tell the Steelers one thing or another and willing to risk no longer playing football with a team that has a playoff chance, let alone maybe a Super Bowl chance. And that's what I got. And that if the Steelers go through the draft and still need him, then they haven't lost his number to the point where he's going to let them know that I'm ready. And that's the same thing with anybody that might need a quarterback in the future. So my question for you would be, because I take a look at the free agents that are still around. I mean, that pool is pretty much dried. What about Kirk Cousins? How does this loom on all of this right now, Tom?
Kirk Cousins' situation continues to loom. The next real checkpoint on that is going to be the draft. I would not anticipate that Kirk Cousins would waive his no-trade clause to go anywhere until at least Friday, probably Saturday of draft week, just to avoid a similar situation to what he had a year ago. But I would tell you, Rich, from talking to a number of different people, I don't get the sense that the Falcons are displaying any level of urgency about making a move. They're not, you know, intentionally, deliberately making any types of calls, trying to shop Kirk Cousins. They're not pushing forward and saying, hey, you know what, we will eat a lot of the money here. To this point, they've wanted a new team to pick up a good chunk of that $27.5 million that Cousins is fully guaranteed this season, on top of the $10 million guarantee in 2026 that's subject to offsets, and give up a mid-round pick. And again, it's not as even as if they're like shopping this and trying to bring it to a head. There's still time. They could do that next week. That's when a lot of the trade calls take place. But from the moment that the Browns signed Joe Flacco, and we talked about this when I was out there with the boys last week hosting the show, you know, the Browns signing Flacco was also an indication that they don't see any urgency that the Falcons are actually going to trade Kirk Cousins. If that changes, if that evolves, if the Falcons are willing to be, you know, for lack of a better term, more reasonable in terms of what they're asking for Cousins, the Steelers would be a logical spot. But there also still is that looming possibility of the Steelers either drafting somebody in round one, or just saying, we're going to roll with Mason Rudolph, maybe draft somebody later in the draft, and then see if Aaron's still hanging around come summer. It's a very unusual type of a situation. They are at number 21, where depending how some things fall up at the top of the draft. There could be, there's certainly going to be one quarterback gone because Cam Ward remains the presumptive number one overall pick. But Jackson Dart, we'll see if he's off the board. Is Shedeur Sanders, who just took a visit to Pittsburgh, was pretty effusive about what he felt about that organization. Mike Tomlin, is he still on the board? Where does Jalen Milroe fit in all this? Where does Tyler Shuck fit in all this? You got five quarterbacks, one who's definitely going to go, and four that could go, could not. There's a lot of different moving parts here, but the one that doesn't appear to be moving is the guy that close to a month ago now, when he snuck into the Steelers headquarters driving a Honda rental car, it seemed like that was coming to a point where he was going to make a decision. And it's now apparent that Rodgers, you know, he's going to make a decision at some point in time, but he doesn't sound like he's anywhere close.
Well, I remember it was the Cleveland draft where it broke right before the round. The first round, hey, Rodgers is not happy, you know, and this is a marriage that's breaking up in Green Bay. And we all know, you know, here we are now in 2025 having, it's kind of a Mad Lib conversation. It's a little bit different, obviously, in terms of the breakup, although that was part of his conversation with McAfee yesterday. Before we move on to the draft itself, Tom, what's your reporting on what did happen with Rodgers and the Jets that Rodgers gave a ton of answers to? And I don't know if the Jets are going to respond in any way, shape, or form. Maybe they will by talking to people like you on background, whatever you're willing to share. What did happen? Did that really happen where they gave him 20 seconds of time after having him fly all the way out to New Jersey to tell him what they could have told him over the phone?
What I was told at the time was that Aaron had indicated to them, hey, I'm going to be on that side of the country in this week. And they said, great, come into the building. And there had been ongoing dialogue up until that about, you know, just a variety of different things, because they don't, as Aaron said yesterday, Aaron Glenn and him really don't know each other. Aaron clearly, from his perspective, went in there thinking we're going to have a conversation about the future. The Jets very quickly informed him they were going another direction. You know, he did not, and he affirmed that yesterday, he wasn't begging to stay or some of the things that have been reported. It was more so he thought, you know, that the door was going to be open. I would say this, Rich. Part of what Rodgers pushed back at yesterday and what he said Aaron Glenn said to him was, well, you know, you're sitting in the back of the room and guys are looking at you when I'm talking. And Aaron is on a national TV show talking about a private conversation. That kind of is evidence of part of why the Jets just didn't think this was going to be a workable situation. They wanted to start fresh in this entire thing. You talk about what broke before, I think it was the 2021 draft, and that followed reporting by me and others earlier in the week that the 49ers had heard that Aaron Rodgers was not happy, and they called the Packers about whether or not Rodgers is available. And that's Kyle Shanahan and Matt LaFleur, two guys who know each other for a long time. And Matt basically told him, like, Kyle, get out of here, and hung up on him. Like, no, we're not going to do that. But there were a variety of different connections of why Kyle would have known that maybe Aaron was not thrilled there. The 49ers end up going and drafting Brock Purdy a couple of days later with the final pick, and that's worked out pretty well for them. Aaron ends up signing a new deal with the Packers. He comes back and he plays a couple more years. But really, Rich, from that moment forward, we have not seen a whole lot of MVP caliber Aaron Rodgers. You know, his last year in Green Bay was not good. 2023 was a mess, four snaps in the Achilles. And then last year, there were flashes down the stretch. He was clearly getting healthier, but we haven't seen the guy playing at that level. And now again, if you're the Steelers and you're one of the blue blood organizations in the league, and as Cam Hayward said recently, there's no sales pitch. You want to be a Steeler or you don't. To hear Aaron not even committing to the idea that if he plays, he would want to play in Pittsburgh, I would say there's going to be some very interesting conversations over the next several days here about everything regarding the quarterback position in Pittsburgh. Because, listen, this is what you sign up for if you have Aaron Rodgers in. And I don't know if he would do weekly appearances with Pat McAfee, if he'd be on there talking constantly. But there is an air of it's Aaron Rodgers and the rest of the team. And as much as Aaron, because he watched Brett Favre at the end of his career, and he never wanted to become that, because Brett at that time, you know, dressed in a side locker room. He went to the podium every Wednesday. He was very much, he was older and he's at a different stage in his life, just like Rodgers is now. And Aaron always made the point of, I'm going to dress at my locker. I'm going to speak to reporters at my locker like everybody else. You get to a certain age, Rodgers said it himself, I'm in a different phase in my life. this is all going to be, you know, part of the deal. And as offseason workouts get set to go next week, I know they don't usually have super high attendance in Pittsburgh, but this is still a symbolic point, not to mention the fact that a few days later, they are potentially going to be on the clock at number 21 with multiple quarterbacks that they're interested in there. If Aaron Rodgers' goal at age 41 is to wash the taste of a couple of bad years out of his mouth and go and try to take one more shot at winning big, and then they were to take a quarterback, you would say that's something that may help the Steelers in years 26, 27, 28. But if the goal for Rodgers is to try to win a championship right now, anything that he does that would yield them not adding somebody who can help them win in 2025, you would think would be counterproductive to the ultimate goal, which right now, dear Rodgers, tell it, is taking a backseat to things that he's thinking about and things he's dealing with in his personal life. And we'll see if and when football becomes part of that plan.
Tom Pelissero here on the Good Friday and the weekend before the draft right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Okay, so let's jump into the draft and what we can glean right here, because, you know, the rest of us don't have your Rolodex. And we're looking at things for try and get some hints, whether it's Cam Ward playing Twitch or the list of people who are appearing in Green Bay and Jackson Dart no longer going to Green Bay. Is there a question as to who the third quarterback in this draft is going to be, the third drafted quarterback in this draft is going to be? Tom?
I would say, Rich, there are questions who the second, third, fourth, and fifth drafted quarterbacks are going to be. All indications within the league. And I've talked to a ton of people. My annual quarterback story will be coming out. It'll publish next week before I'm joining you guys in studio in Green Bay. I know you always love to dive into some of the quotes.
Yes, sir.
But I would say this. Cam Ward, as much as you can quibble about, okay, where would he have ranked in last year's quarterback class? And a lot of people I talked to would put him somewhere between fourth around Michael Penix and sixth at Bo Nix, maybe even a little lower. There's some people who believe he'd be up in that top group. But he's a bona fide projects on paper as a bona fide starter. Everybody else, there are real questions here, and not to give away the story, Rich, but between Shedeur Sanders, Jackson Dart, Jalen Milroe, and Tyler Shuck, from team to team, there is not a strong consensus on the order that those four guys would be stacked on boards, the order that they will go, whether any of them even are going to be really good starters in the league, and therefore whether or not they'll even go in the first round. That's the level of variance that you have in this draft. And zooming out for a second to the macro here, mm-hmm. Rich, a lot of times when I try to figure out who the locks are, who the virtual locks are, and then those guys who are on the border. Usually you have 18 to 22 players in a given draft who from team to team are going to have first round grades. And those are guys that, barring something unforeseen, they're going to go in the first. This year, when you talk to teams, there might be eight guys, there might be 10 guys, and then you've got this massive clump of dudes. And I know that, you know, George Payton made a reference with the Broncos yesterday about, like, hey, the player we get at 10 and 20 are going to be pretty similar. I've heard it, the guy might be 8 to 25 or similar. The guy from 10 to 40 are going to be very similar. There is no consensus. It's going to be somewhat need-based, but also about the flavors, who you like, you know, your comfort level with medical and character issues.
Is that why, is that why we haven't seen any trades involved in the first round?
That's a big part of it.
Is that
because you just, the teams that are in, you know, depending where you have it, the elite, elite group, it's like four or five guys. Cam Ward, based on his position, is in that group. Clearly, Travis Hunter is in there. Abdul Carter, depending how you feel on Mason Graham, Tyler Warren, but that's a pretty small group.
Gentile.
Then you got that next chunk of five, six, seven players. Those teams are not going to want to trade down and get out of the, you know, let's call them the blue chip or the blue minus type players and go down to a lesser caliber of players. The teams that might want to go up are in a spot where it's like, we're going to have to give up so much to get in there. We can just sit where we are and kind of see how the board falls and then make decisions within the draft. You may well get a lot of maneuvering once the draft begins. And I've certainly talked to GMs over the past several days who are all trying to figure out who's still going to be there, where the runs are going to be at certain positions. But this is going to be a read and react type of draft. And when it comes to the quarterbacks here, there are people who like Shedeur Sanders. There's certainly a lot to unpack just because his story is so unique. You know, he's only played for his dad going back to high school. How are the dynamics going to work with that? Can he play the style that he's played at Colorado in the NFL? With Jackson Dart, he's got some big fans. He's also got people who just don't see it, and they don't trust quarterbacks, even though Lane Kiffin's incorporated more of the West Coast principles. You know, so much of that stuff, it's the same offense that produced like Matt Corral. Lane Kiffin does a really good job not putting a ton on the quarterback's shoulders. And so what's your vision and projection for Jackson Dart? Jalen Milroe is such a dynamic runner, but also wants to be able to play like a pocket quarterback. And so how do you get him on board? What's the vision for him? What's that scheme going to look like? He could go all the way up to the middle of the first, Rich. He could go somewhere toward the middle to bottom of the second round. I tend to believe he goes sooner than later just because the run ability is so dynamic, but there's unknowns with him. And then Tyler Shuck is the one that I think, you know, the average flipping around football fan is not as familiar with because he hasn't played. You know, he's 7 years in college. Yeah. He backed up Justin Herbert for 2 years at Oregon. That's how long the guy has been in college football. And until last year, Rich, he had never played more than seven games in a single season. He'd had a broken collarbone and a shoulder and a broken leg, and then finally puts it together last year at Louisville. Well, as he's gone through the process and has met with teams, and teams have dug into that tape at Louisville, you know, it's pro-style offense, and Jeff Brohm puts a lot on his plate and trusts him at the line of scrimmage. What you have to get used to there is he's going to turn 26 this fall. He's an older player. He's got a medical history. There are some things the coaches say you pick up on tape where maybe, you know, that injury history, maybe he's, you know, pulling away from certain things. But he looks like what you expect a quarterback to look like. I had him on my potential first round surprise list that I published on NFL.com yesterday. I think there's a real possibility that guy could get pushed up. After that, you draw a pretty clear line. But I'm telling you, Rich, 2, 3, 4, 5 in terms of the quarterbacks, from team to team, and I haven't talked to all 32, but I've talked to a lot of them. They're in a different order on every board. They're in a different order for people in the same building just because those four guys are so different in terms of their skill set. That's going to be part of the intrigue as we roll through not just round one on Thursday night, but really as we get into day two as well.
All right, before I send you on your Easter weekend, and then we'll see each other in Wisconsin next Wednesday is when you're appearing on our program. I did a top five list of the things I want to see happen at the NFL draft, but likely won't. I want to quickly run through them with you, and you tell me if I'm even sniffing on the right trail. Okay. Number five, the commissioner gets cheered. That's number five.
No chance.
Okay. All right.
Green Bay has no axe to grind, but
that's
just
what I said.
It's a thing now.
And the draft is there. Whoever thought it would come there? He put it there, you know? So, all right.
Mark Murphy and the Packers would probably argue, hey, we built a multi-million-dollar development here in Titletown to get,
Number,
this event here.
Number four.
Roger will get booed, and he likes it.
Okay. Number four, a non-QB needy team drafts one.
I think that there are teams that are lurking potentially in the quarterback market that don't have an overt need. A team like the Rams, there's definitely other teams keeping an eye on what the Rams are going to do. They've been going year to year with Matthew Stafford. They've had to redo his contract a couple times.
Okay.
They don't have necessarily a frontline need. Stafford's going to be the starter there this year. But at 26, the guy you like is your quarterback of the future. Yes, I think there's certainly a possibility.
Okay. Number three, the mock drafts are totally wrong. Totally.
The mock drafts are not totally wrong, but they are going to be less predictable because there are so many players that are all pretty similar in terms of how they're graded.
Mm-hmm.
There could be more need, or we could see some off-the-books types of names, the center from Georgia, Jared Wilson being one, Carson Schlesinger, who hasn't been in any mock drafts, could go in the first. I think that up at the top, it'll be pretty accurate, but as we get from 10 and beyond, there's going to be a lot of who do you like.
Number two, a major star player gets traded.
Depends how you define major star. Jalen Ramsey's been to 7 Pro Bowls.
Sure.
He's a pretty good player. That's a situation that's been evolving for months.
Ayuk?
There's certainly a possibility he could get traded. There are a few wide receivers.
That's Ayuk.
Unresolved situations. Trey Hendrickson, too.
Okay.
You know, that's still been back and forth, though.
Okay.
Yes, I'd say there's a pretty decent chance that one or more of those players, maybe even somebody we're not thinking about, end up getting dealt during the draft.
Yeah, and Cousins is obviously one we discussed as well. Mm-hmm. And then last one, Jerry Jones trades up for Travis Hunter.
Let's go.
Let's go.
I mean,
let's go. Let's go.
Jerry better not just back up the Brinks truck, but like somehow pull the yacht onto Lake Erie for Andrew Berry and Jimmy Haslam if he's going to pull off a trade to get to number two. But you got Andrew Berry out there yesterday comparing Travis Hunter to Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah.
That should be a pretty clear indication that Cleveland, barring the unforeseen, is not going to let that guy go.
We were joking that if this happened, the league would literally stop the clock to give all of us five extra minutes to talk about it. They give the Giants 15 minutes like it's back in Radio City to make their third overall selection if that happens.
We all know Jerry's got his favorites in every draft. They might be just the uber stars that he thinks of, you know, with guys gone past. It could be, you know, University of Texas guys like Quinn Ewers. What would he do? You know, where might he take Quinn Ewers? Jerry's always got a lot of things in his mind, but the odds seem to be plummeting right now that we're not going to see Travis Hunter playing both ways in a Browns uniform sooner than later.
Tom, we will see you in Wisconsin, brother. You be well.
Can't wait. See you, fellas.
Practically a home game for
home
this
game.
Guy.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Tom Pelissero, one of the rare situations on NFL Network to take a direct flight to Green Bay to cover the track.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Because I'm connecting through his town.
Oh, yeah, me too. Same.
You know, so, yeah. This just in. Can confirm it is direct from where I'm going initially. Even the safest drivers still encounter unsafe conditions, so it's important they do it in a safe vehicle. And Hyundai's offer available Class Executive Advanced Safety features to help keep you protected against the many challenges the road throws your way. Basically, in a Hyundai, you can drive as safely as possible and enjoy your journey in confidence and style. When you change lanes, signal check for traffic and enjoy the added safety of Hyundai's available Blind Spot View Monitor. Constantly scan for dangers and take advantage of Hyundai's standard forward collision avoidance assist to help prevent accidents by alerting you of imminent collisions and automatically applying the brakes. Stay alert at all times and be thankful that Hyundai's standard driver attention warning system monitors your attention levels and can bring your focus back on the road. Safety is all about making the right decisions on the road and when selecting a vehicle. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
This episode is brought to you by Chevy Silverado. When it's time for you to ditch the blacktop and head off-road, do it in a truck that says no to nothing. The Chevy Silverado Trail Boss. Get the rugged capability of its Z71 suspension and 2-inch factory lift. Plus, impressive torque and towing capacity thanks to an available Duramax 3-liter turbo diesel engine. Where other trucks call it quits, you'll just be getting started. Visit Chevy.com to learn more.
You and your dad watch football, and for years this has been going on?
It's probably only been, maybe, it's just been recently, maybe the last 3 years.
Okay,
something like
so what happens?
We sit around, we watch the game, and whenever they have a shot of a head coach.
The cutaway.
Mm-hmm. We like to guess what that individual is like as a stepfather.
Brockman, who's up first? Who do we have up first here?
First up, Alabama head coach, Nick Saban.
What is he, taking a look at Nick Saban.
Nick Saban is the kind of stepfather that, regardless of how different he may seem to you, in every single Christmas card photo, his hair has been the exact same since he married your mother. He's also the kind of stepfather that wears dress pants and then a white tank top undershirt all the time, unless he leaves the house and then he puts on the dress shirt.
Ohio State head coach, Urban Meyer.
What sort of stepdad would Urban Meyer be?
Urban Meyer is really the kind of stepfather that's just always kind of confused and is really can never remember anybody's name. He'll always call Bobby Stevie and Stevie Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy.
That's not Jimmy, Dad. That's Bobby. Whatever.
Former 49er head coach, current Michigan head coach, Jim Harbaugh.
Be gentle here.
You be having a conversation with him. Mm-hmm. You think it's going really great. Mm-hmm. And then he just all of a sudden gets a look on his face and he goes, "What was that?" And your heart just goes into your throat and you think you've said something horribly wrong. And you instantly start thinking about all the things that you could possibly be getting in trouble for.
Do we have Tom Sula?
We have a bonus one.
You got Tom Sula?
I've got this one.
What about your current Niner head coach?
He is the kind of guy that he will be having a conversation with you and he'll never be looking at you. And he'll be going, how's your day? You got a good day? And you start telling him how your day was. And then he'll always go, hey, honey, what's for dinner? No matter what you're talking about, so you'd be burying your soul.
Can we try?
Yeah, you'd be burying your soul. Yeah.
So hold on a minute. So I'll be your stepson.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Richie, how was the day?
That was great. Dad, let me tell you about what was going on.
Hey, honey, have you seen the clicker? Where's the clicker? I got it. Sorry, Richie.
No, I just was telling you about what I was doing at school. Me and my friends, we had this great time.
Hey, did you throw out the paper, honey? I didn't finish that crossword puzzle. You gotta have a talk with your mother.
Every time I see that, it just reminds me how much I love Colin Hanks, and we need to have him back. That's number one. Number two is
Number two is
Jim Tom Sula was the head coach of the 49ers. Uh-huh. And that's like a lifetime ago in
snapshot
that regard.
In time.
Right?
And that was Urban Meyer on Ohio State. He was still the Ohio State coach, right? At that point? In 2015?
Yeah.
Yeah. Snapshots in time.
Right. I mean, it's great. Yeah. Harbaugh was the Michigan head coach.
He had just gotten there.
And you guys, we came on the air 10 years ago, 10 plus now, in the fall of 2014. And that was one of the first table pounding.
Oh, hardcore.
Bits that I did.
Well, everyone called you nuts.
And then it happened.
Yeah.
Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting here at the Rich Eisen Show once again. And Hyundai wants to let you know that every Hyundai offers available class exclusive advanced safety features that can alert you to potential dangers around you. So you can just make sure that Hyundai takes care of your business. You focus on the road, Hyundai has your back. Over 130 IIHS Top Safety Awards since 2006 for Hyundai. Because Hyundai's always working to ensure the road doesn't get you. IIHS Top Safety Awards include Top Safety Pick and Top Safety Pick Plus Awards to Hyundai vehicles from 2006 to 2025. Hey, Sweet Puka Nacua. Did you see this one?
Oh, did I?
Sweet Puka Nacua. Sounding like he belongs on First Take. And he was on Edelman's pod, Games with Names. I've been on that show. And had this to say about the subject matter of Brock Purdy's contract being worked on.
Brock Purdy, is he going to get a 5?
I don't think so.
Do you think he's going to go with a 4? It's going to start with a 4.
Yeah.
A high 4?
No.
I think mid four. A 45?
I think so. I mean, I think
if he does that, that'd be smart for him and them.
Yeah. I mean, I think he seems like a smart guy. I think they have a chance to still be in their window. And I think if he goes for a 5, the window closes. Right?
Coming from division rival.
I mean, yeah, as long as they got Fred on the other side, I think they'll be able to figure some things out.
Well, Fred is a fellow BYU alum. That's why he's mentioning Fred, too. Fred Warner.
Yeah.
Sweet Puka. That's not usually his lane there.
He's kind of smiling the whole time. It's not like he's
Guess what? The difference between 50-something a year and 40-something a year is something that, you know, the capologist will figure out.
Well, that's another...
Let me tell you
that's
something.
That's another starter.
I'm telling you. Brock Purdy's contract is going to start with a 5. I'm looking you right in the face, and I know that pisses you off, and I'm looking you right in the face, and you don't care. Okay.
You know, he plays.
Your quarterback is the only one that starts with a 6.
Yeah, you know, we're big dog styles over here.
I don't know. I mean, is Jaden Daniels going to be the next one to hit that 6?
At this rate, Jaden Daniels will be 7.
Honestly, everybody keeps coming in the 5s. Everybody keeps coming in the 5s.
I mean, that's a good, solid number for the players who deserve it.
And I don't blame the Niners if they wanted to start with a 4 and they'll keep... This thing doesn't need to get done right now.
Remember, that was the initial report, that it was, you know, 45. was the first offer.
But I don't think that would be the difference between their window opening and closing. The difference between their window opening and closing, if Purdy doesn't play well, that would be the difference.
Or all the other stars leave town.
Honestly, so he makes mid-50s or low-50s instead of mid-40s. It's like that's one or two players that they don't have.
Right, that's a big
deal. And that's not the difference between the window opening and closing, to be very honest with you. Jerry Dulac talking about the Steelers coming up. But I just found that interesting. Like, Puka, I didn't know he had that in him.
Puka just like,
well. Well, you could see. Well, you could just see also the reaction of all of Edelman's friends.
Well, you know, Rams, they were Niners.
Like not, they didn't, did you notice they didn't say a word?
They were just like,
oh wait a minute. Okay. Puka just went there, A, and then B, well, what else do you have to say, Puka?
Rams and Niners, there's no love there, right?
No love.
You know?
I'll just say this one more time. Everybody that's throwing dirt. Okay? Everyone that's throwing dirt in the direction of Santa Clara. I think there'll be some receipts. Robert Saleh's there, as we all know, he's the most famous receipt holder. How'd that work out? Moving on. At any rate,
we got haters.
Saleh's back as the defensive coordinator. I think that's we big, don't talk about that enough.
Big move.
I know a lot of the people that were starters are now starters elsewhere, and I think the depth chart will be in question in the same way as it was in Dallas last year. The depth chart may be in question. Let's see what they do in the draft.
They got a lot of picks.
Okay. Let's see what they do in the draft. And Purdy is going to be signed, everyone. And I think it's going to start with a five. Because he's been to a... Honestly, his resume mandates it. Whether he takes it or not, because... You know, he's been convinced there's other players to get it. You know, that I think he would just willingly take it. But he's their guy, people. And it's not just like there's a bunch of Stunads walking around there in pads and helmets.
Some talent.
But everybody's just looking at the Niners saying, man, they're not.
Whatever Rich Eisen says is true.
Who said that?
That's Purdy.
Oh, that's Purdy.
I mean, unless someone wrote that wrong.
No, it was Brock Purdy.
You mean Del Tufo wrote that wrong?
Yes.
Oh, let me hear that one more time.
Whatever Rich Eisen says is true.
By the way, I didn't say that to ask to hear it again, just because I was wondering if it was Purdy. I just like hearing that.
Niners have 11 picks in the draft.
Dude.
A lot of capital to move up, make some moves.
Or choose some really good players. You just heard Pelissero say the reason why there's not a lot of movement on the first round is a lot of people think picks 8 through 25 are of a similar
kind of
tier.
Same. Yeah, kind of same.
Okay. Niners have one of those.
They do.
Okay. They're going to get a really good player, 11th overall, and then we'll see what else they do. But I don't think Purdy's contract, whether it's $5 million more a year or $7 million more a year, is going to be a window opening or closing. But you keep going, Puka.
If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.